Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio, day four, Oshkosh.
No, day five.
See how time flies? Lost it again.
I'm telling you, we're having too much fun. It's going too fast. All right,
the sequence is land and then put the gear down, right?
Something like that.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of landing, we've got Mooney in here this morning.
That's exciting.
I like Mooney. Mooney's it's a cool airplane.
I wonder if they figured out how to put the tail on.
I wonder if they figured out when they're going to give us one.
They gave us a picture. What more do you want?
Okay, I'll deal with that. Less insurance cost.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, we're joined by Dr. Jerry Chen.
Hi.
And Tom Bowen.
Good morning, Oshkosh.
All right. And you, Dr. Chen, you are the CEO. I'm very honored. I don't meet too many CEOs.
Yeah, usually they don't let us too close to
them. Right. And the COO. I love acronyms.
You are an acronym.
Yeah. Anyway, what's going on new at Mooney? I see that you guys are going to unveil 3D, which I'm taking means synthetic vision. Now, that's going to be like the first time this has ever been offered in a certificated airplane right out of the factory. Is that correct?
That's correct. And in fact, it's not the same synthetic vision that used on the equip on the airplane. Yeah, so we so-called it virtual world. Yeah, so and then we put a virtual world into reality. So it's a kind of virtual reality type of, well, you can, you can imagine it's just like, like video games. Yeah, that is a popular, that iPad, iPhones that everybody enjoys. Yeah, and then we have the real engineering data and then put to virtual reality and then for everybody to enjoy.
That's amazing. I imagine flying in instruments, it must be a whole new experience when you can actually see terrain and things that, and out the window, of course, is useless.
Well, the synthetic vision on the G-1000 is an amazing thing. And I think it obviously increases pilot awareness. But what Jerry's really referring to is an iPhone app and an iPad app, which actually gives people more detailed 3D information about the products. And you can actually spin the product around.
I see that now.
Yeah. And then project yourself inside the airplane.
I was going to say, hold it up to the microphone so everybody can see it.
Yeah, he's showing me this app. It's quite cool, actually.
It is. I'm impressed with that. It's a virtual tour of the aircraft.
Nice. Now, the first thing I notice is, of course, this is just a rendering, but the airframe looks sleeker than a lot of the older Moonies. Have you guys updated the aircraft?
It's a lot more than the rendering. It's actually the engineering 3D data. So the design world and engineering world today is all computer-based. This is the M10, which is our newest airplane. The M20 is still locked somewhat in the ice age with manual drawings. The M10 is all virtual.
Cool. Oh my, look at that. He's holding up his business card in front of the phone and it just popped an airplane on top of it. Can we do that for real?
Yeah.
Is there like a print button and the airplane will pop up outside?
Well, it won't give you the print button that the airplane will pop up outside. Yeah, but in fact, we are using this digital data to design our airplane. So we are starting from a so-called CAD computer edited design, and then we'll carry over to CAE, the computer edited engineering, and then to eventually computer edited manufacturing. Yeah, and then it's all integrated in this digital world, digital tools. And then from this integration, while we are putting the digital tools in our engineering work, then might as well, put it as a marketing tool.
Let the customers play with it a little bit.
Right. Why not?
I think I'm going to figure out how to hack that. Maybe I can get all the engineering drawings out of there.
Worst part about it is he'll leave you a souvenir. You'll have a Mooney biplane.
Really. There was a problem with the hack. It's got seven wings.
So the idea is so we can have offer this new technology to our customers or to our customers' friends free of charge. Yeah, so they can just using their own iPad, iPhones, and then which is a portable device, and then they can be able to see all the airplane features that so we put it into design, and we put in the efforts to introduce the details, they can actually see it by their own eyes.
So I can go and upload the latest download, or I should say, download the latest version. Update, whatever, and see what you guys have changed.
Exactly. That's the idea.
So I can like follow along.
Yep.
But can I email you and say, what? I want more cup holders.
Well, that's a good point. It also allows the engineering staff to do cockpit evaluations. We can sit in there from the pilot eye reference point of view and do see and reach studies in a virtual world for switches, enunciator visibility. It also allows us as maintenance people to go in and see if we have access to certain parts of the airplane and bell cranks and, you know, can we actually rig the airplane where everything's located, all in a virtual world without having to go cut and paste a real airplane.
Or worse yet, build a prototype and suddenly discover you can't adjust the Freebus widget anymore because you don't have access to it.
Oh, no, not that.
We have to put air in the tires?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all know of worked on.
No, it'd be virtual
things
air.
That are definitely not designed to be worked on.
Well, this is stuff that
I like
a lot
how it's even drawing like wind tunnel lines and the propellers turning and it's getting ready to take off. I just heard it ask for clearance.
Uh-oh. Better open the window there, slider.
Well, yeah. In fact, we can put a lot of engineering features that make it visible to our customer. Say, for example, we can retread a landing gear. Yeah, and then we can like go into the cabin, go into the cockpit, and then to see, you know,
how. Look at that.
That's amazing.
And then, so in the near future, we will be providing engine data that you can go inside the cowling and then see what kind of engine we use. And then you can see all the control linkage. And then you can actually see functional because you can move it. You can see how the control linkage works.
Wow.
And then so the engineering effort that we put in here, so we, you know, make it transparent to everyone.
That's quite a lot. I mean, have you had a lot of positive responses from guys looking at going, oh my God, I can see everything inside the airplane?
Well, Boeing and Airbus have been using this for years.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a partnership with Dassault and owners of CATIA and SolidWorks, and they've been using it for years. We're the first small company to be so completely digital that we can use this tool.
Well, it must make your engineering meetings very interesting. Everybody's just standing around with their phone looking at it and wobbling it around.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, you know, in reality,
everybody enjoy it, yeah.
The integration of this system, along with all of the other manufacturing procedures, that's going to help you make your aircraft better. You know, they'll be more efficient when you fly them, easier to maintain, and also less costly to manufacture.
Well, it probably shortens your design cycle, too, design to prototype cycle.
Absolutely, yep. Because, you know, we don't have to cut and paste, as I said, and the first-time quality is the key to efficient manufacturing.
Now, just looking at the rendering on the phone, I'm guessing this is a composite aircraft I'm staring at?
It is a composite aircraft, and it's a carbon composite airframe.
Well, that's quite a departure for you guys. It's good to see you into the 21st century.
Well, the Moonies have always been known for speed, but
for
now,
speed strength.
Now you're going to get into composites, which is going to make a good design even better.
It's a cool looking airplane too.
Moonies have been known as I think the number one is the safety. Yeah, so we used to, the M20s have a steel roll cage built into the design. And so in our M10, we keep the same features, but this time with a carbon composite. So we have a carbon composite roll cage put into this new design. Yeah, and then we will keep the same Mooney tail.
Yeah, you got to keep that.
Yep, and this is a brand new design, but a lot of features that we keep, a lot of the Mooney features that everybody loves is actually already done right, back in the 50s when Al Mooney introduced the first M20 models.
Okay, where can I get my hands on your app?
Well, so we offer this free of charge, and then so we give away business card,
right.
And then with a 2D barcode. On the back, then you can just scan the 2D barcode. If you know how to do that from iPad, iPhones, that's easy to do, one step, yeah. Then you download this app, again, it's free of charge. Then you just need to find a Mooney logo. And if you have a small business card like a Mooney logo, then you have a pound size Mooney airplane. And if you have a big size Mooney logo, and guess what? The airplane will become bigger too.
Yeah.
Interesting. So the airplane size depends on how big the Mooney logo is.
Wow. So if I put like a 10-foot Mooney logo on the wall, I would get this huge rendering of the airplane.
Yes, you bet.
Hey, great. Wow. We can crawl all through it then.
Exactly.
And there you go.
Then the idea is you can also, get these virtual airplanes, and you can sit inside and then you can take a picture of it. And then you can send it to your friends.
Okay.
Yeah. I like
now
that.
Now we're talking.
That's
now
cool.
We're talking. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming over. I wish we had more time because we could definitely learn a lot more here.
Oh, definitely.
Everybody likes a Mooney.
And of course, we'd like to talk about the resurgence of Mooney as well. Mooney's been out of production.
That's a whole nother subject.
That is a whole nother subject. Maybe we can do something later on.
Well, we'll see.
If you wanted to know more details, please stop by our booth, 247 to 250. And then we have a live demo of our 3D apps, and also have a live demo of our flight simulator that we team up with Ripper, and then also have a live demo of our real airplane that
Good.
You can sit
there
in.
Go.
Okay, now we're talking.
Okay.
All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio,